Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Coach Ezra. Thank you for coming and listening to another coaching podcast, 1v1 coaching podcast. Really excited today to talk about motivation for our kids. That's a big deal. Motivation is very, very important for us adults as well, and of course, also our kids. And for me, as a soccer coach, motivation is so, so important. I basically cannot do anything, really, as a soccer coach to influence a kid to do the things that I want them to do during training if I am not motivated myself. And I'm sure you guys have seen this. I go crazy sometimes. I talk about crazy things. I dance. I do all sorts of crazy things. And it just adds to the entire environment of me motivating the kid or kids to perform. And I think, parents, it's the same responsibility for you guys. So today I just want to talk about the easiest way to motivate your kids around whatever you want them to do in sports. I want to generalize it a little bit to say sports and not just soccer, because I think it's important for all forms of activities. I think the first thing to do is whenever you are doing any task, it's important to understand that you need to fool the brain a little bit. Yes, trick the brain into thinking, hey, I really am excited about this task. I'm going to get this done. I am elated. I'm gonna have fun. I think that's the number one thing. Or you could say I'm gonna learn something. And I think with the kids, it's the same thing. Parents, you need to find the things that excites your kid around sports or soccer, for that matter, right? Not just try to say to them, okay, you have to get this done because we've spent so much money into this, we've invested so much, please go out there and get this done. You're probably not gonna make a lot of headway with that type of approach. I'll give you an example. So I'm working on my current secret project where I'm coaching kids age 9, age 10, and 14. Right, I'm coaching three teams this season, and some of the things I employ, I try to really add humor to my coaching sessions. I may make up a song, I may dance, I may do different things. And of course, parents, yes, I'm not telling you to go dance because probably you're not as a good dancer as I am. Joke. I'm a terrible dancer. Come on, my wife always says that. So, but the main thing there is that adding some type of humor to whatever you're doing with your kid is very important. Even when you're dealing with something as important like the SATs, right? Adding some type of a humor or some excitement around why we need to get this done is very, very important. For me, for my kids, I'll give you an example. Yesterday, we were, you know, working on this dribble and shoot drill. They were dribbling through the cones. They dribble through the cones, move to the right, and they move to the left, and then they're trying to shoot at the goal. So we came up with this little song to say, okay, we start calling the kid's name, saying, hey, this kid knows what to do, what to do, what to do. X kid knows what to do, what to do. And right there, right on the spot, I just created that song just to add some excitement to the training. The kids love the song, of course, because, you know, we added a little humor to it. We kind of twisted and say, okay, X don't know what to do, right? And that was pretty hilarious. The kids loved it. And what I learned from that, parents, is that it's very important to ensure that we create that environment where the kids are having fun and not having that fun motivational aspect to our practice can be detrimental to not just we influencing the kids to get things done, but also we may lose them, right? Over time, they get bored, they don't like soccer for whatever reason. And for the team that I just recently started coaching, I've had so many parents who come to me and say, hey, my kid just love your training sessions. They are now engaged. They think they belong. They're a part of something. And that's what I want to hear, right? That's what I strive for. Because motivating the kids, making them feel a part of something, making them feel that, you know, they're fully invested into what we're doing is very, very important for me. And if I did not get that feedback, I would go back to the drawing board and fight and figure out just to see how I can incorporate something to get the kids engaged, because engagement is so, so important. Along with motivation, engagement, adding humor to the practice, they're all combined to just create that atmosphere to help the kid to do more than what they think they can do. And that's my ultimate goal, to really motivate the kid, to inspire them to think about, hey, I can actually do this. That's very, very important. That's my ultimate goal. And I think that's where you can unlock the mind of a child to pretty much achieve anything in life you think they can achieve. So I think having that humor, letting down your guard a little bit, making the kids feel at home, enjoying what they're doing is very, very important for their motivation. For me, and of course, you have coaches have their militaristic approach to practices, drill sergeant approach, and of course they have achieved great results, some coaches, with that method. But for me, working with the kids that I've worked with, what I've learned is that once you unlock their minds, it's easy to get to their heart. And I say that again, you have to unlock their minds to get to their heart. And the heart is where you really want to influence them to say, hey, Jennifer, James, go out there and do this, right? Once I give them that directive, they're going to follow. Because, you know, we've spent time to ascend the relationship, to build the relationship. We're having fun together. So now they gain that trust, that motivation that, hey, the coach is giving me a direction which is good for me. I now have that trust in the coach. I am going to go out and do this. And I think it's a lifelong lesson for us parents as well, that we also play a significant part in motivating the kids in schoolwork and also in soccer, or in sports, I should say. And I know a lot of parents will say, well, why do I have to motivate them? They should motivate themselves. There's some truth to that, because at some point you want them to be able to motivate themselves. However, being at these tender age of 9 and 11 and 14, and even younger, they really need that push, that shoulder to rest on, per se, to really get get moving on their goals, their ideas, or the things that they love. So they're looking to us as parents and as adults to help them to move forward. And I think for me, I always look to do that. How can I unlock a kid's mind? A parent came to me recently and said, well, you know, I'm concerned because I think my child is feeling a little bit disengaged, and I don't think they are really into the game, and you know, things like that. And right away I started thinking about what are the solutions we could come up with. I was tempted to do that, but the first thing I thought of, I said, you know what, let me think about it some more. And the more and more I think about it, you know, I started to think, is the parent applying humor, applying that comfort level for the kid to say, okay, yes, I love this dad or I love this mom, and this really works out well for me. I'm having fun with my friends. I love practice. And if we're not hitting those notes with the kids or getting them to achieve or experience that, then it's going to be a difficult road ahead. So many kids have turned their backs on sports as a result of just not having fun. And for me, I think that's the number one thing I lead with in my organization, where I try to lead with fun. Fun first, right? We're human beings. It's so interesting. I was listening to one of my mentors, and he was talking about a research that a particular hospital recently did, and they found that humor and laughter is actually very, very helpful to the recovery of cancer patients, right? That's critical, right? Just being able to laugh and have humor around something is very, very important. It's therapeutic. It helps you, right? It helps you to get better, even in difficult illness situations. So again, humor is very important. Having that love for what you're doing is also very important. And of course, all the kids are not going to love it to death. I expect that. I don't expect them to just, you know, want to die for soccer or die for sports type of thing like me. What I do expect is that they will at least be having some type of fun. So the thing I want to leave with you parents is ensure that the kids are having fun. Check in with them, confirm that they're having fun. And of course, if they're not having fun, try to figure out why. Try to get to the bottom of it. Because I really do think that that fun part adds to the motivation of the kid. And of course, ultimately what you're going to get, a motivated kid, a kid that's, and I love to say this with my kids, the kid would be firing on all cylinders, right? They're expressing themselves and they're loving their lives. And that's what you want for the kids, right? Ultimately, sports is sports, right? We're all going to leave this earth one day. And we're just using sports as a train track or a medium to have the best experience while we live. And ultimately what we're trying to do is live and have fun and enjoy our lives. So that's the ultimate thing. It's not really necessary sports. It's not about soccer. It's not about business. It's not about anything else. It's really getting the kids to enjoy their lives, however long it lasts. And I think we all have a responsibility as adults to help the kids to get motivated in those areas. So that's what I want to leave with you parents. So work at it. We have to continue to work on the kids, work on ourselves, work on getting them better and achieving the best they can in sports and in soccer. Until the next podcast, I'm looking forward to sharing the next topic. Thank you so much for spending your quick 10 or 11 minutes just listening to me. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. See you on the next podcast.